With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Torpedo on Wheels. The Green Hornet strikes again. Long, heavy trucks lumbered along the trunk highways outside the city, moving with their loads of vital material. From a hill several hundred yards off the road, two men squinted through the darkness, checking the lights of each truck as it lumbered off the stiff grade.
Is that it?
Watch as it comes, Mr. Crested, to here.
I don't see any flags.
Nor any lights. No, let it pass.
Getting stiff.
It will be long. My information is accurate.
I've been waiting half an hour.
Patience is a virtue you know nothing about, Cole, eh?
It's cold, too.
Not a truck.
Yeah.
That's the one, Cole. See the red light? Now. Yeah.
Coming. Hello, Michael Axford. Oh, yeah, hello, Reed. No, I couldn't get close. They wouldn't let nobody close. They said there was some gasoline that might explode. They had it roped off. Only what the cops would tell me. Gail? No, she isn't here yet, Reed, but... Okay, as soon as she comes, I'll be seeing you.
A fine thing. And me what used to be on the police force.
Hello, Axford.
Hello.
I declare you all look gloomier than two bits worth of black molasses.
I said hello, didn't I? Now will you go away and... Oh, it's you.
Gosh, have I changed that much, Axford?
You got a smudge on your cheek.
I have. Goodness, I haven't had a chance to look in a mirror.
Never mind looking for your mirror now. You haven't got time.
Oh, I have too.
You have not. Reed was just talking to me. He wants to see you as soon as you come in, he said.
Uh-oh.
Golly. You did something wrong?
Well, I'm not sure I was where I was supposed to be.
What was that?
Right here at the Sentinel.
Then where were you?
No place, really. Just up on a hill.
Well, you'd better see Reed. He'll be in a hole. Now go ahead. Say, just a second.
I can't wait.
No, you don't. Up on the hill where?
Why, it was just... Gracious sakes, Axford, what makes you so suspicious?
Aha! That tells me. It was that truck accident, wasn't it? I might have known.
Oh, shucks. Supposing it was. Now I've got to see Mr.
Okay, Reed. But I'm going with you. Suffering snakes. That was my assignment.
I'm just all broken up about sneaking out, Mr. Reed, but honest to Richmond, I was just sitting around the newsroom doing nothing. I didn't have any more assignments than a hootie owl. So when I heard that Axford hadn't been able to get near that accident scene, I just...
She up and stole my assignment, Reed, that's what. Holy crow, if I wasn't a gentleman, I'd break...
Just a moment, Axford. You tried, didn't you?
Huh?
You said the police had it roped off and you couldn't get inside, so you came back to the Sentinel.
Sure, that's right, Reed. But it's the principle of the thing. I know Gail didn't get any place either,
not unless you call getting right inside the ropes no place. How do you all think I got this smudge on my cheek?
What's that you're saying?
Do you mind if I take off my coat, Mr. Reed?
Oh, Gail, go ahead and...
Suffering snakes. A nurse's uniform. So you wormed your way inside them lines by posing as a nurse.
Wasn't it cute of me to figure it out?
What about the... Holy crow! Golly, I tell you...
Now, stop it, Mike. Well, Gail, you got inside, but you shouldn't have done it. If that trailer full of gasoline had blown up, the Sentinel would have lost its best woman reporter.
Well, that's just it, Mr. Reed. There wasn't any gasoline trailer. There wasn't anything there but just a big hole in the ground. I don't reckon we can print anything, because that's why they were keeping people away. But that truck had blown up, Mr. Reed. It wasn't any ordinary truck. It was carrying dynamite.
The sabotage, Kate. It was sabotage just as sure as you and I are sitting here.
Miss Manning, very lucky, yes?
Yeah, she gives the appearance of being dumb, Kate, but there's plenty of brains behind that pretty face.
Sentinel, not princess?
And we can't. It's sensible information. That's why that area was roped off.
Poor Axford. He get hornswoggled.
These days, a lot of trucks are hauling war materials. Guns, ammunition, vital food. And this was a red flag job.
Will you explain, please?
Well, there's no mystery about it. Trucks that carry high explosives are required to fly red flags during the daytime and have red spotlights front and rear at night as a warning.
Why you say sabotage? Perhaps truck had accident and blew up.
It was a clear stretch of road, Cato. Those drivers are careful. It was an upgrade. The truck was traveling slowly. Besides, here's something else. Here. Look at this.
Mr. Britt. This is a Clarion newspaper.
That's right.
That opposition paper.
I tell you, Cato, don't you mention it and I won't. We'll just keep it a deep, dark secret.
But what?
There's an ad in the Clarion. The Sentinel refused to run it.
Oh, wanted. Experienced long-haul truck drivers. Get better wages. Oh, Sentinel not run this ad?
No, we turned it down. The Sentinel doesn't encourage job pirating. But here's the odd angle, Cato. Our advertising department didn't get a kick from the people who wanted to place that ad. And yet the Sentinel has the top advertising coverage in the city. Every advertiser wants the Sentinel.
Oh?
And here's another angle. One of our truckmen applied. We couldn't find out where the job would be. They just weren't interested in him.
I don't understand.
Now, wait, I'm not through. The only ones they were interested in were truck drivers used to hauling explosives. Yet they weren't doing any hiring that he could see at all.
Truck drivers who haul explosives? Oh, Mr. Britt, I don't see what that means.
Never mind. I do. And that's why we're going out tonight.
Tonight?
Pick up the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. I hope there's plenty of gas in the Black Beauty.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. The passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Black Beauty car already, Mr. Britt.
Okay, let's travel.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
So good, Collar. Now we have another job to perform. This affair of the entire caravan of trucks which will be carrying war supplies. That is, provided your information is correct.
Been correct so far, Wolf.
Hmm.
I got it straight. It's the road race company. They'll be sending out a string of 10 trucks, airplane batteries in most of them, TNT and a couple of others.
And when will they be sent?
I'll know that tomorrow.
TNT and airplane batteries. Batteries are very important, Victoire.
Yeah. I wish you'd lay off those German expressions, Wolf. It makes me nervous.
Then let us find some place to talk. The street is very cold.
Sure, we're going to my office. Save it for them.
We'll make our plans exact.
Nobody in my office but my secretary. She knows as much as we do. We turn in here.
Your secretary. I hope you'll trust her.
Sure, sure, all the way. We go here, Wolf. My office is up on the third floor.
That's all I can tell you.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
All right.
I...
Okay, let it go. That's all you can tell me.
Yes, Hornet,
your
please.
Your boss must know about this, understand? Not a word.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be seeing him later.
Gone. Masked. The Hornet. I mustn't tell ever. Not... Mr. Kohler. I didn't know you.
I was out in the hall with Wolf. He could see you through the glass in the door.
It wasn't my fault. I never saw the Hornet before in my life.
Relax, sister. Maybe I believe you. You told him about the road race job we're planning, didn't you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I had to.
Sure, sure. Forget it, see?
Where's Wolf?
Him? Oh, don't worry about a thing, Miss Murdock. He went downstairs ahead of the Hornet. He's going to follow him. He's going to find out who the Green Hornet really is. Pretty neat trick, huh? Well, Wolf?
Yeah, Cola. That was a fine idea. The Green Hornet had a car in the alley. I saw it clearly.
You know who he is?
I think it would be a good idea if you wrote a letter to the Daily Sentinel newspapers, Cola. Well, no name, of course. But the Green Hornet will be sure to see it, yes?
Pick me up around 5 o'clock this evening, Cato.
Yes, sir. Excuse, please, Mr. Bates.
Make it fast, Cato. I'm due up in my office right now.
You recall last night when we leave Colonel's office in Black Beauty?
Well?
I hesitate to speak of it at the time, but now I'm more certain. Mr. Britt, I think somebody followed us last night.
Somebody followed?
Well, good morning to you, Reed. You're down kind of late, aren't you?
Oh, hello, actually.
I've been down for hours already.
Well, I was out rather late last night.
Are you coming upstairs to your office? I'm on my way up myself.
Yes. All right. I'll see you later, Cato.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Well, let's not stand out in the street, actually. Let's get upstairs. Seems to have turned colder rather suddenly, hasn't it?
Sally, you don't look good. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep.
I'll forget it, Axford.
But you look kind of pale and peaked.
Will you please forget it? I'm all right. I'm fine. You've been doing everything but take my pulse all the way up on the elevator.
Have you had some bad news, Reed? Has somebody died?
No. Not yet.
Not yet? What do you mean?
Axford, I have work to do. I haven't even seen the first edition. I haven't talked with Gunnigan about today's front page and have a dozen letters to get off. Now, will you please do me a favor and let...
Mr. Reed.
Oh, now what? I should have traffic lights.
Mr. Reed, heavens to Betsy, oh, I declare I'm all out of breath.
Well, take a deep one and start over.
Well, I was helping Mr. Gunnigan check the mail, and this came as the Daily Sentinel. Well, I reckon you all better look at it. I never got such a start in my life.
Sounds important. Let's see.
Suffering snakes, Gay, will you stop your hands from shaking? Here it is,
baby. See, this is sad. I don't know why Gunnigan pays any attention to crank letters like this. Actually, listen to this. To the editor. I won't tell you my name yet because I'm afraid of what might happen to me. The next time I write, I'll have police protection because I'll be positive then. In fact, I'm positive now. Mr. Editor, I know who the Green Hornet is.
Now back to our story. The Sentinel carried the unsigned note in a box on the front page. That night at Britt Reed's apartment, Cato shook his head mournfully as Britt read it.
I'll have police protection because I'll be positive then. In fact, I'm positive now. Mr. Editor, I know who the Green Hornet is.
Well, that's very bad, Mr. Britt.
Makes a good headline, Cato.
This is no time for joke. Always when I have bad dreams is that sometimes somebody find out you're a Green Hornet. You go to jail, Mr. Britt. You get executed for murder.
I've never harmed anyone, you know that.
But police not know it. Police records say Green Hornet very bad criminal. Even murderer.
That nose isn't signed.
No, but obviously, you know this from. I tell you, we were seen when we leave Colder office last night in Black Beauty.
Oh, it's too bad, isn't it? We've got the lowdown on Colder and Wolf. Polar secretary talked, but I wonder how much good it'll do us now.
It's impossible to operate from behind steel bars.
Are we going to take this sitting down?
What is the difference? Sitting down or standing up? Pretty soon we are lying down. 6 feet underground. Bad. Bad. Real bad. Think it's safe for us to go out in Black Beauty tonight? After the letter in Central, Police will be on watch every place.
Might as well, Cato. Our identity is known. It makes no difference what we do, does it?
Yes, that's very true.
The caller wants to see us. It's obvious we wouldn't have sent that letter to a newspaper where it would be published. Well, we don't want to disappoint him. There's the Black Beauty. Hop in.
How you can talk so calmly? Your life's in danger. Please, answer me one question, yes?
What's that, Peter?
Kohler and Wolf know who's Green Hornet. Is that right?
No.
It's very obvious what they do. Perhaps they notify police. Perhaps not. But if they offer you choice between jail and helping them with sabotage, what will you do, Mr. Pitt?
Get in the car, Cato. We'd better go.
That's all I was able to find out, Wolf. Take another day to check it out.
But... Never mind, Fuller. So long as we are positive, yeah? Let us figure on the trucks instead. Just tonight?
Yeah, less than 2 hours.
The trucks will be assembled at the truck terminal, yeah?
That's right.
Also, there's a munitions truck which is due at the terminal for unload when.
15 minutes before the rest pick up and leave.
Sir, good. We trail the munitions truck, take over when it stops for a traffic light, and then send the truck smashing into the loading terminal. It should ruin that value.
Mr. Coyle, he's coming.
Oh. Now he comes. Fine. We shall be ready for his entrance.
I'm back again. Where's your boss?
Why, he'll...
Hello, Hornet. I've been expecting you. I didn't want to disappoint you. After all, that letter was practically an engraved invitation, wasn't it?
Sure, one you couldn't refuse. I don't know why you bothered to wear the mask anymore with me.
Just force of habit, Mr. Kohler. Besides, you may be bluffing.
Would you be here? Now, let's get down to cases, Hornet. You're a handy man, Sid.
Thanks.
That's all. You came up here the other night and got the dame to talk.
Oh,
shut
my
up.
Sid.
Like I heard about you, you want a slice of dough to keep you quiet.
I always get it.
Well, this time it's different, huh? You see, if we know who you are, we can expose you just as easy as you can put the finger on us.
You followed me last night, is that it?
Yeah, something like that. We lost you after a while, but we got enough. We saw that car of yours up close.
Oh?
Yeah. Put down the license number. But anyway, Hornet, here's the angle. We know who you are, and you got a little dope on us. It's a Mexican standoff, sort of. We could use a man with your talents, especially tonight. In fact, it's time to leave now. We've got to hurry.
So that's it. Tonight.
Oh, you didn't know that, huh?
Go on, Kohler.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we can use you. Do like we say, and I've got some cash to hand. Get that cash out of the door.
Yes, Mr. Kohler.
Here it is, Hornet. $2,000.
Not bad for a few hours' work.
Not even for you. But before I give it to you, I want
you
to
want
know...
my answer? It's this.
Oh,
don't
no.
move, Kohler.
Now, listen.
Don't move and you listen. The Green Hornet's been credited with a lot of crimes, but I don't want any part of the kind of job you're planning.
I'll take that money right now.
Oh, thanks.
So make a nice present for the USO.
And there's one way to make sure you don't spread your information.
What are you talking about?
Dead men don't talk, Kohler.
Now, Hornet, wait. Now, wait, Hornet.
Then I...
What the... Wolf, get him. Got him. Now, Wolf, now. Oh. Open that closet. That's it.
Get in there.
Now lock it.
It's locked.
Good.
Come, let's get out of here.
Oh, you hurt, Mr. Britt.
No, it's nothing. Wolf was in the other room waiting. They were already in case I didn't play ball with them. Then the lights went out and Wolf came from behind. He used the butt of his gun.
They put you in cross.
Yes. I was half conscious, kid. I heard them arguing with a woman about something. They were in a hurry to get away. In a touch of hurry, they even forgot to take this money.
Good. Look. There's woman.
Dead. The killer. Dead at the dirty yellow back. What time is it?
You watch.
Cato, we've got to go.
Mr. Britt, no. You are busy.
We've got to go, Cato.
Call the police.
Yes, yes, we'll call the police. But we've still got to handle this ourselves. The Black Beauty's fast. Faster than any police car. It's got to be fast.
It is a good, clear night, Cola. And here we look both ways, yeah?
We've got those trucks lined up the loading platform.
It is the other direction that concerns me. As soon as we see the red headlights.
Yeah, that's our baby. What do we do about the Hornet, Wolf?
Simple, Cover. After this is over, you go back to your office, Nicole. You then call the police. So you have captured the Green Hornet. They come and arrest him for the murder of his secretary.
He was pretty good.
They're too nervous. The train was too great for her. Sooner or later, she would have broken down and talked to the police or somebody.
Well, I guess it's the best way. Too bad the Hornet wouldn't work with us.
Patriotism in a criminal. Still, as you say, he's too dangerous. He could kill us both to keep us from revealing who he is.
Oh, we don't need that license number now.
Yeah. It seems to me...
Wolf, that's it.
Yeah. Like it. Now.
Stop with you guys. This here's a hot shot. I ain't got no time to help fix
trails. I thought maybe you could give us a lift to the nearest garage.
Sorry, buddy. This is government stuff. No hitchhikers.
Get him. Quick, officer. I don't know what
to do. I'll tell you to my car. Do you jump out of the truck, Wolf?
Yeah. The right behind me. If the truck is close enough, I jump. The torpedo on the wheel, same straight as the truck's below. Yeah.
That's it, Kato, with the car trailing it. Pull up on the left of the car. Close. What the? Take it, Kohler.
No!
He's going off the road. Now the same with the truck, Kato, up on the left.
The truck's loaded with explosives.
I know it. I can't let it crash. I'm going to jump for it. You'll have to get right alongside.
Yes, sir.
Don't let that
I'll take that wheel, Wolf.
That
does it. Watch your mouth. Now we better make ourselves scarce, Kato. Look at those men running up from the truck terminal. I've spotted the truck weaving.
But, Mr. Britton, these spies, they know who's Green Hornet.
No time, Kato. Run for it before we're seen.
Well, I'll be. Hey, you guys. Something's screwy. This isn't a regular driver.
Yeah, Gail, it's sure lucky we came along with the cops. Them two lugs tried to blow up that dynamite truck and the rest of them with it. What a story for the Sentinels.
Andrew,
I tell you.
Andrew, heavens to Betsy, will you listen to me? I'm trying to tell you. One of those five says he knows who the Green Hornet is.
Hey, what's that?
Sure thing. I just heard him telling the police. He doesn't know yet, but he says he's got the license number of the Green Hornet car.
The license number? Holy crow, is that all?
Was something wrong?
Something's next. You think the Hornet would be sap enough to have a regular license plate for his car? It's a phony. That number's been spotted dozens of times. They'll never nab the Hornet that way. Never in a million years.